60 Labour members attend anti-monarchy event slamming King Charles as white privileged male. By Jack Montgomery on September 25, 2022. 60 Labour members, including a Member of Parliament, attended a Labour for the Republic event where King Charles III was slammed as a white privileged male. While party leader Sir Keir Starmer has shied away from his previous support for abolishing the monarchy, dozens of members, including Richard Berg, an MP, at a fringe meeting of Labour's annual conference were unable to read the proverbial room. Now the seven-decade reign of Queen Elizabeth II is at an end. With the late Queen's reign now ended, Britain faces a future with a white, privileged male as head of state for the remainder of this century. At least, a leaflet handed out to even attended fulminated, according to a Telegraph report. There's little doubt that this will only accelerate calls for an end to the monarchy, the leaflet asserted, although in fact support for the monarchy has rallied in recent days. Polly Toynbee, a Guardian columnist and aging mainstay of Britain's establishment left, was one of the speakers at the event, and argued for the monarch to be replaced by a supposedly ceremonial president along German or Irish rather than American or French lines, although she said they might intervene in case of a rogue Boris Johnson-type person, likely a recipe for complaints of double standards and partiality. She also suggested that the United Kingdom, perhaps the United Republic, if event attendees have their way, was not a serious country so long as it maintained its ancient monarchy, which stretches back many hundreds of years beyond the Act of Union between Scotland and England in 1707 into the mists of history before Scotland and England had even been formed. Little consideration seems to have been given to the fact that Western democracies, including Norway, the Netherlands, and Sweden, have all maintained constitutional monarchies, and few would argue that the powerful monarchies of the Middle East, Saudi Arabia chief among them, are treated with great seriousness by world leaders.